Призрачно все в этом мире бушующем. Есть только миг, за него и держись. Есть только миг между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется жизнь. Есть только миг между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется жизнь. Вечный покой сердце вряд ли обрадует. Вечный покой для святых пирамид. А для звезды, что взорвалась и падает, есть только мир, ослепительный мир. А для звезды, что взорвалась и падает, есть только мир, ослепительный мир. Пусть этот мир вдаль летит сквозь столетия, но не всегда по дороге мне с ним. Чем дорожу, чем рискую на свете я, мигом одним, только мигом одним. Чем дорожу, чем рискую на свете я, мигом одним, только мигом одним. Счастье дано повстречать иль беду еще. Есть только миг, за него и держись. Есть только миг между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется жизнь. Есть только миг между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется жизнь.
Они давка мод мируце, что нахну акшав медаврим.
I'm actually very happy that we're talking about the transition now, about the transition from in order to receive to in order to bestow, from lo lishma to lishma, from reason to faith above reason. I think that we're capable of realizing it. As much as I, I'm building up the state and entrance for you to come above, to go above reason. But you have to make your own efforts too. You have to try. You have to be willing and ready to push, to help. You know, even a little kid, if he doesn't want you to pick him up, he's just, you know, he weighs 5 kilograms, but if he makes a mess, you can't pick him up. But if he follows along with you, then it's easy. And that's what I'm expecting from you, to help each other and me.
But
the time is productive. It's a special time. It's good.
Shalom, chaverim, druzya.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, everyone. It's such a joyful moment when we're meeting all together on Yeshivat Chaverim. And I would like to share with you how we arrive here, how we gathered all here together from the world Kli, and how we started this wonderful work And what lessons has begun? How wonderful they are. What I want to talk about today is how our friends influence in us and how our society is needed for us to reach the goal. Really, I felt this today during the lesson. What an attack! How we put in all our efforts in order for us to feel what Rav says, what's written in the books, and how it's important to reveal this between us. There is no other place where it can be revealed. And only this moment when we realize that we have nothing unless the friend who sits in front of you, beside you, which gives all his efforts and giving his heart away. It's a wonderful feeling. It gives you a lot of powers to keep on working and giving an example to others. I'd like to let my friend here speak. My friend Lukasz from Poland, how much we have prepared. And he also said, no, I would open my heart, no matter in what language I speak. Come on, Lukasz, we want to hear you. Thank you, friends. It's not easy for me to speak. I am just saying thank you. It's impossible. But we need to put in efforts to show. To show this gratitude. Not miss this chance. I wanted to say a few words about the friends, about the greatness of the friends. But it's maybe it's easy for me to connect with friends, but I cherish it so much, I respect them so much, and I love you. Only the friends can shake you up and wake you up, wake your heart up, and you realize you are not living for yourself. You can just thank the Creator and in the same moment pray to the Creator. Praise the Creator. I wanted to say much more, but I think it's enough. Thank you. Now we will see a clip.
From the writings of Rabash, the connection between Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. When a person sees the truth as it is, meaning he sees that he is immersed in self-love, and he has not a spark in his body that enables him to do something to bestow. And since in that state the person already reached the truth, meaning that he reached the recognition of evil, that he has no other counsel to be able to help himself, but he has only one counsel. And that is to cry to the Creator for help. As written, and the children of Israel sigh from the work, and they will cry, and their cry will rise to the Creator from the work.
Friends, a question for the seminar. How, no matter what happens, we rise above in faith above reason. Once again, how, no matter what is happening, we are rising in faith above reason. Seminar intense.
I
think Rav said it today, that if a normal person would receive all the aid from the Creator that we're getting, the different states with the friends and different incidents and shame and all sorts of things, a person would run away immediately. And we see, thanks to the ten, thanks to the path, thanks to the friends, that everything the Creator sends is help. It's an opportunity to move forward, to dive into the ten, to think less about oneself, to not think that anything depends on you, to think that what the only thing that depends on you is your relation. And you get that too from the ten, that attitude of faith above reason, greatness of the Creator. It's actually all in the ten.
Yes, I agree that everything is inside the ten. I think our daily mission today, that everyone has to see themselves as shots and raise the chisaron of the ten. This is the answer for everything. We have to watch always that we will be adhered to the ten. If we stay in scrutinies below reason and all sorts of what we must understand, that the Creator, He wants to bring us forward, to bring us closer to Him, and we have to work in the ten. We have to take it with both our hands and give all our efforts to the center of the ten, the center of the group. This is the place where we will always succeed, because we will be
because the center of the group, in the place where we integrate and we are impressed by the deficiency of the friends for bestowal, is the place where we can raise a common prayer. And the common prayer is, by that shines a light that reforms, and then everything becomes doable. And alongside our states, we can remember and feel that they all come for a purpose and from the upper force, who wants our benefit and wants to advance us towards Him and sends us exactly the direction and towards the help that we need to give as well, which is...
And everything as a preparation for the jump above the Machsom, when Rav said that we are so close to it already, when it's clear to you that everything for yourself cannot be beneficial for you, because this is what destroys everything, but for bestowal is another option, and you see you can realize it. But when we realize it from the group, from the ten, we work from the place of the light that reforms, which always brings you forward Yes, and
this point of choice, it, this wonderful society, is where we can realize our choice. If we don't hold on to each other, if we don't think of each other, then all of the scrutinies will go away. And specifically with the friends, we can clarify and scrutinize what the right attitude to the gifts the Creator sends us. To remember these are gifts, to tighten the relationship between us, and connect further and further in scrutinizing the common effort between us, and we'll succeed.
And in addition, it's just fascinating to see how much Rav knows always to open more and feel the mutual state, bring you to another understanding.
Ми научили мир вновь верить чудесам. Через братскую любовь мы прошли тысячи лет и разбудили вновь вечностью спасший свет. Забывая о любви к себе, мы научимся отдавать, забывая любить себе, мы не сможем больше солгать, забывая о любить себе, мы научимся отдавать, забывая любить себе, мы не сможем больше солгать. В пустыне из искры разожжем, из искры нашей братской любви. И пламя в пустыне из искры разожжем, из искры нашей братской любви. Поднялись с тобой к небесам, и мы научили мир вновь верить чудесам. Через братскую любовь мы прошли тысячи лет, и мы разбудили вновь вечностью спасший свет. Забывая любить себе, научимся отдавать, забывая любить себе, мы не сможем больше солгать, забывая любить себе, мы научимся отдавать, забывая любить себе, мы не сможем больше солгать. И пламя пустыни שלבת במדבר, ביחד נצעד אל המחר. שלבת, שלבת, שלבת במדבר, ביחד נצעד אל המחר. שלבת, שלבת, שלבת במדבר, צד אל המחר. שלב
Да, мировой кли.
Dear World Kli, is a special gathering, the beginning of the holiday week. We are inside special work. I would like to offer you to speak about attack. I checked the dictionary about the word attack. So, it's an unplanned, fearful action. We cannot let our ego to come into contact with us. We just need to act. There is another special thing about attack. Who will be first? Who will rise? Let everyone rise up. Now in the beginning of the week, each and every one of us can take this part and lead everyone towards an attack.
Шалом, хаврим. Шалом, мировое кли.
Hello, friends. Hello, world кли. I'm not even nervous, but when I was told I need to speak in the gathering of friends, I thought this is it's my first time here, my first time in Passover. It's my first time I see that there's a hail coming down here. And the states are changing even faster. And we can see the creator behind all the phenomena. Because he exists everywhere. He's inside and outside and around. And he envelops us so much so. And he caresses us softly. Preparing us for a special mission. Which, to realize it, is possible only above reason. It's the one instrument that works flawlessly. If we pay attention to this and see that behind every friend stands the Creator, and the action He did is the only action that is correct. So by that, we awaken the light that reforms. And it and only it corrects our intention to bestow. And only us can give each other both deficiency and our vut and change our fate, like Rav says. And lead this world to correction. And we can always find the opportunity for this, even without any special reason. L'chaim, friends. Now let's watch a video clip together. From Rabash, the connection between Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Turns out the matter of they made their lives bitter means they didn't let them work in order to bestow, which brings dvekut, adhesion, in the life of life. But the klipa of Egypt and Pharaoh ruled over the Egyptians, and they couldn't do anything against their will of the Egyptians. And that was the exile, meaning that they wanted to come out of this exile, and they didn't succeed.
And now a seminar. The question is, everyone tells their friend how he helps the group always to be in the state of scrutiny. Once again, each one tells his friend how he helps the group to always maintain the state of scrutiny. Workshop.
Thank you. כן. טוב, העניין הוא פשוט מאוד. ברגע שאנחנו רוצים להתחבר, המאור עובד על הרצון הזה. אבל יש לו תנאים למאור, שזה יהיה בלמעלה מהדעת.
It has to be above reason. It has to be in the love of friends, in adhesion. And that's it. Self-annulment, including yourself in the group, as are actions which complete each other. Yeah, as Rachamim said, annulment in front of this great society is the first thing you have to do. And because of that, we will reach the goal. But the first thing we have to do is annul ourselves in front of the society. Yes, we have to put such conditions in front of us where the Creator can be revealed in front of us to reach a covenant, arvut, between us, where we must know that we want to overcome our ego. We must know that each time when the ego reveals itself and we fall down, right away we rise up, because we remember the covenant and the Creator is always between us. As an example, all the time, give an example to the friends and use every opportunity that the Creator arranges for us to be that example. If I sit in the lesson, I try to be always concentrated. I open a book. I try to be in this inner readiness. I always try to shine and light the friends by an example.
And part of this awakening is really to maintain the unity in the group. Say we sit in a lesson or in a meeting like now. Things arise, and we don't just push them aside. We feel pleasant or unpleasant. We put everything on the table from the direction of not to search for where is the problem with the friend or something, but just to scrutinize everything. And we need, there's this love of scrutiny, there's this love of research, love of understanding and feeling and sensing what it's all about, what's happening, how the friend feels, that he will feel me, that I'll feel him. We need that mutuality so that the scrutiny will be part of who we are.
Oh, what greatness we have. We have Pesach, such an incredible Pesach. There are no words to describe the joy that we have in this Pesach. Really, the friends are making such great scrutinies. I have a friend who told me that what he is doing is he's taking a list of the names of everyone in the group, and he writes in a notebook the good things about each friend. And this is what Rav said. He said that he's doing it by advice of Rav to do something. And I have another friend who's doing the same thing. He's sending each friend in the 10 the link to the Zoom. He's writing them, read the tweets. Everyone can make small efforts, small actions, but the thing is our intention, that we want to bring this intention between us.
Come on, people, get around about this time and space. Come on, people, get around, let's find a higher place. Come on, people, get around the circle of waste. Come on, people, get around, put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle, come our way. Completing the circle, unite and play. Completing the circle.
Good evening. We are in the BB News Studio, and for the first time in history, the news edition is live. We will have quite a short and hasty edition because of Pesach. It's the BB Passover, and we'll move on to the intro. Sorry, no intro. We'll move to Yair.
So, friend, the last week was one of the busiest weeks during the whole year. The amount of actions, works, the difficulties, the efforts, all the love the friends gave each other, the mutual help, the mutual effort.
Let's start, yeah? Okay, what did we do this week? You want us to start? World Kli, are you ready? It's crazy how the corporeal world helped us connect. What does it include? 55 liters of bleach, 150 meters of nylon, 2 kilograms of 22 liters of oil remover, and 32 cartons of gloves in all sizes, and over 150 people on duty every day. We wrapped not less than 158 tables, and we qualified 34 carts of all kinds with 96 meters of shelves. We dipped and soaked and washed and mopped over 1,600 chairs, and also extracted bubble gums, and also we wiped thousands of meters of floors and hundreds of meters of pipes, and also hundreds of keyboards got beat up in order to get the last crumbs of chametz in them. And the last, most important, most joyful thing is that above 50 friends from all around the world, Kli, came here to Petach Tikva.
Lela Seder was great excitement over here. There were 1,300 friends and their families. Of course, that everyone was connected to us from a whole lot of groups from all the world. It was amazing that this action, we also used it for our inner spiritual work between us.
All right, friends, and now let's move on to a different kind of news. In the beginning of the 1940s, stood in one of the squares in Jerusalem, an elderly person in his 60s, and he handed out a yellowish paper called The Nations. The nation to the people who came and went, and the small letters told the people of Israel that just went into the land of Israel about their fate, and they called upon them to rise above partisanship and unite into one heart and reveal the hidden wisdom of Kabbalah.
The man who was in charge on writing the newspaper, printing it, and giving it away by hand was Baal HaSulam, the Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag, the greatest Kabbalist of the 20th century, where all his desire was to reveal the essence, the true essence of the soul of Judaism, the wisdom of Kabbalah.
No one understood what he said, and no one answered his call. Baal HaSulam met with a lot of criticism from the extreme partisan society until the British mandate banned his newspaper. And now, 80 years later, the logo of the nation is flying on great paper across the streets of Israel. Dozens of volunteers of Kabbalah La'am are handing it out throughout the country from Metula to Eilat. And they send this one message to the people of Israel of unity. Together we'll come out of Egypt, out of the rule of Pharaoh, the ego that rules us and separates us. What else did we have? We had a great introductory lecture in Moscow.
The capital, Moscow, was as a pharmacy this week. A great opening lecture, above 80 participants, and which our great friends has passed it through to everyone. Everyone was invited to the next meeting, and a lot of people have signed in for the course. We wish you good luck from Petah Tikva, and you show a great example.
All right, they're signaling us to stop. So in short, thanks a lot to all of the participants and to the Creator who gave us a week with dozens and dozens of opportunities to work between the friends.
So until now, our brief update, and in the spirit of Pesach, we go to the final message.
קו דק מאוד עליו פוסים עריך למלך הדרך לאמת היא קו דק מאוד עליו פוסים עריך
Hello to everybody. My name is Victor. I'm as well the first time in Pesach. I'm from Moscow, from the young group. My preparation is actually has begun from the Great Congress. When I was flying away from here,
не знаю, почему на таможне меня забрали заряд.
I don't know why, but the customs they took my charger from my cell phone.
Ну и сижу я в самолете.
So I'm sitting there in the airplane.
Была ночь, я.
It was night. I fell asleep in the liftoff during liftoff. And after a couple of minutes, I woke up from screaming. From screams of children and women screaming.
It
was big panic. I did not understand what is going on, what's happening, and everything just flipped upside down for me. I even forgot about the Creator and about the Congress and everything that was happening there. And the next moment I turn around and I see my neighbor is sitting there and he's smiling. And I'm with great fear, I'm just watching through the window and I'm looking through the window and I see that we're falling. And the neighbor who sits beside me, he's smiling. And I think that I always... that it was me in his place. I was always smiling before, like him. The friends in Moscow told me that I'm always smiling like that. And I realized that my happiness until that moment, it wasn't true happiness. And only then with this fear, I came back here to Pesach. To this huge group with such an intention, just like we talked about today in the lesson, that each and every one with a global action, he supports everyone, and we all together we can make it happen. To always be in joy, no matter what. So thank you very much. L'chaim.
Beneinu כולם יחד, הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד.
חיים לברוך!
חיים!